Line, Willie DeMays. We are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Finally got the Predators back in Bridgestone Arena last night. And joining us now is Scott Nickel, Predators assistant general manager. Scott, appreciate you for joining us. I think a lot of Predators fans got at least a peek at the youth movement at the end of the season this past year. But with your, from what you've seen and with your experience with some of these young guys, who is prepped and ready to take that next step and contribute in Nashville?
Well, that's a secret. I can't tell you all that right now. We're still
dang it.
Training camp. These guys think they already made the team. No,
we thought if we just slid it in there, Scooter, you know, early on, we hit you before you were ready for that.
Yeah, I'm on it. I had my cup of coffee. So, no, it's been good. I think just seeing the progression of these guys going through training camp, like you look at the Luke Evangelistas, he's been through a few training camps, and then you know, Tomasino's been up and down a little bit. He's at the stage where it's like he's competing for a job now. You can see just the mindset of him, where maybe a year ago it was like, oh yeah, I played a year in the NHL and I'm going to be here. But you can see the growth in all these guys mentally, physically, just even their detail on the ice. Like typically at training camp, your first 3 or 4 days, everybody looks like an NHL player. And then once day 5, 6, once the camp drags on a little bit, you see the NHL players kind of rise to the top. And that's what it usually should. And that's where some of the junior kids, as you could tell, we sent a few of our junior guys back the other day. And now the pace of practice gets dialed up a little bit. The detail gets dialed up a little bit. So that's what training camp's for. So it's been good. All in all, it's been a really competitive, fast-paced camp.
Scott Nicholas with us. What have you seen so far from Andrew Brunette and how he's kind of taking on this team in the head coaching role?
Yeah, it's his first training camp as a head coach, and so there's a lot of moving parts, and he's had it all dialed in. I think he came in here and implemented. We usually have a skating test the day after. We have like our physicals and stuff, and instead we just jumped right into practice, and he set the tone and the tempo and kind of how he wanted to play and his vision of his style. And they were getting up and down the ice. The D are very active. The D surf up a lot or swing up a lot, so it's getting them out of their comfort zone a little bit and relying on the F3, the reloader, to come back and support them. So it is a little bit different. A little bit more skating. So I think everybody from the young guys to the older guys, they're getting their miles on their skates, that's for sure.
Now, Scott, how difficult is it, or not difficult is it? Because you've been around this game for a very long time. I mean, you've been through, and whether it be on the coaching staff or the player's side, you've been through these training camps. How much different is it when you have a veteran latent team like you've had, the Predators had in the past, and now you got more of a younger team? Is the camps a little bit different?
Well, I think it is, but I think it's, you have a new GM and you have a new coach, and mm-hmm. that's where it starts from the top. So that we haven't had that here in a long time. So it's they're juggling for, if you're in the past, maybe you're slotted on the third line, and you know what? You got a new coach and new GM. Everybody wants to climb the ladder. So that's where the competitive juice is, even if for older guys and young guys, they're trying to, you know, your first impressions mean a lot. You know, our camp's really short. So you need to come out of the gate. And a lot of guys have, and it's going to be some hard decisions. So it is. At the end of the day, you're trying to showcase yourself and play within a system and also climb the ladder. And that's those things are hard, especially for younger players, and to be on point every single day. So it's been fun. It's been fun to watch. And I know we haven't had the results, but that's where we're at, where we want to see these guys. And that's going to be with some of our younger guys. And that's going to be, you don't want the roller coaster kind of to go. You want them to just keep slowly climbing.
Now, in your experience, because you know, you just said the camps are typically short in the NHL, is it difficult to when you change that philosophy of a team. We know what the philosophy was last year. Now we're changing it a little bit. We want to be a little bit faster, more up-tempo. Is it sort of easier or harder when the camps are shorter?
You have to be dialed in. It is mm-hmm. harder because you have your meetings, and you have to kind of, you can't just go rogue and play your own style. The coaches, they want to see your skill set. They want to see your skating, but they also want to see if you can actually process the game, you know? So that's a huge part of it. You got to be coachable, and you got to have a pretty good computer on top of your shoulders to be able to implement what they're saying. So it's a lot of moving parts. But I think with the Clarksville game, is going to help because it gets a lot of our younger guys playing with most of their peers, and it gives them another scrimmage. It gives them another look in front of our coaches. And then we only have probably 3 games left after that. So everyone's fighting for position, and they're fighting for more exhibition games.
Scott Nicola is with us, assistant general manager for the Predators. And that is something he just referenced that I know a lot of our listeners in Clarksville are excited about. And a lot of Predator fans are going to be making the trek that way tonight. But the brand new F&M Bank Arena, there's a scrimmage tonight that the Predators are putting on. And so, Scott, you could maybe set the table for us, some of the guys we might see. And I want to ask you about one guy in particular. I don't know for sure if he's in there tonight, but he fits the profile. You said a lot of the younger players we might see. I'm hearing great things about the second first-round pick you guys had in Tanner Molendijk and the impression he's made.
He's been fantastic. We're super excited about him. He's going to be in tonight. He'll be playing. I think he's probably playing on the left side with Alex Carrier. So he's a very mobile. He's not the biggest defenseman, but he uses edges and he skates. You know, he's so elusive on the – he can escape the F1 forecheck. He's got great vision, and he's got basically 2 more years of junior. You know, so he's set a really high bar for himself just by coming in and opening a lot of guys' eyes. And as you can tell, we sent back all the junior kids except for him because he deserved a few more looks. And this is a game that we wanted to see him in. So he's somebody that we're really intrigued about, and we're super excited about him moving forward. And also the Kalen Lynn that we had here, we sent him back because their junior year started and we want them to have a good start. But I thought he made a huge impression just on how competitive he is. He's just, you know, always around the puck. He takes the body. He's got a good head for the game. So we're also super excited about him coming in the next few years. And then we haven't seen Parsons yet. He got banged up earlier in training camp. So I'm excited to see him play tonight. So he'll be in tonight playing, and that'll be his first game of the season. So knock a little bit of rust off him, but get back to knowing the type of player, how powerful he is, and his vision that he has. So there's always somebody to watch, but I'm looking forward to watching him.
You know, Scott, as you talk about a lot of these guys, there's so many different layers of the prospect pool. And for example, I was going to ask you about 2 of the guys that we saw last night, Reed Schaefer and Zach LaRue, because they both got in there. They're a little bit older than a Molendijk. They've been mm-hmm. playing since they've been drafted for a couple years, but they're still really young in the grand scheme of things. They got a taste of it last night. What were your impressions of those 2? What have you seen from those 2 in camp?
Well, with Zach, he was our first round pick a few years ago, and he's having a great camp. You know, he started out a little bit slow in the rookie tournament. I think he was just kind of feeling his way around, but then the last game or 2 games ago in Florida, he was shot out of a cannon, and that's what we want. We want to see him using his speed. And I think even last night against Tampa, he showed that too. He's gritty. He can get up and down the ice. He's got enough skill down low to make plays, and he's not scared to take the puck to the net. So kudos to Zach that, you know, he caught our eye on just, you know, how tenacious he has been in the last couple of games. And then with Reed Schaefer, he was our trade when we traded Matthias Ekholm. He was the the young prospect that was involved in that. And he's a big, powerful kid. He's 19 years old. He's 220 pounds. He skates very well. Made a couple of really nice plays last night just by protecting the puck and having enough sense of what to do with it once he protects the puck and skates out of the traffic. So he earned himself another game last night. So both those two guys are they're different players, and that's what I like about our whole prospect pool is you got Joachim Kemmel, who is a really young player. He's an old 2004 birth year. He's a pure shooter. He's got an NHL release. He's got an NHL shot. He's competitive. He's not just on a perimeter player. So he's something different than Zach LaRue is and Reed Schaefer is. And then you got Svechkov, who's up the middle, a centerman who's going to turn into a really nice, probably two-hole center where he makes plays. He's got a long reach. He's a smooth skater. So I'm excited about him as well. So that's why they're all not 5'8", 5'9", guys who want to be flank on the power play. Every single one of our young prospects have a little bit different profile, and that's how you can build the team around them.
Scott Nickel, Preds Assistant General Manager, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott. Had the Preds back in Bridgestone Arena. Willie, you were there. What'd you think?
Well, I think the exciting thing, we brought Scott on because there are so many prospects right now in camp that, we're not going to be talking about these guys in a couple of weeks, most of them anyway. Some of them we know are going to be playing at one point or another this year. But I think the volume of potential that they have is promising, right? We don't know. They're not all going to become stars. They're not all going to bust. But you hope that more often than not you end up with, as Scott was talking about, a variety of different guys that can help you build a winning team. Now, last night, I haven't had a chance to bounce anything off of Andrew Brunette, but, on the surface, you're sitting there going, you had most of your regular guys in there. You didn't see the Stamkoses, the Kucherovs, the Vasilevskis. So on paper, they should have won the game. They didn't. One thing that I was encouraged about is he mentioned Evangelista and Tomasino. Those guys both flashed a lot of offensive skill. They didn't convert in a lot of the scoring chances. They only scored one goal. Novak had a very pretty goal there. Philip Forsberg, I lost count of how many shots he had. He had so many, but that's the first game he's played in since February of last year, right? He missed the entire last 32 games. He didn't play basically after the All-Star break. So there's going to be some rust, but he was all over the ice. He had double-digit shot attempts. They were getting him the puck. He doesn't have the touch on the shot yet, but I love the way he was skating and moving. So that was encouraging to me. And so they didn't get the victory, so there's probably a little motivational tactic from Andrew Brunette to be able to say, okay, guys, come on. We got stuff to work on here. But it's all a process. I keep being told by everybody who watches this team on the inside, it's going to take a little time to convert, to transfer when you're changing the systems. You heard Scott Nickel talking about it a little bit there. It takes a little time, and it is there are growing pains there. They've been exploited in some areas in the preseason game so far because they still are not fully entrenched in the system, especially with a lot of the younger players playing in there. So that's the challenge for Andrew Brunette. Get it all installed by the time they play for real in a couple of weeks.
That's why we play in the preseason.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline, Willie, D. Mace. Hey, you can join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and D. Mace at Teddy's Tavern, located across from the Bridgestone Arena Plaza, this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30. They'll break down the Titans' Week 4 matchup against the Bengals and give you the latest updates before the game. Our NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and the Beast Unleashed.